Sarah Anderson from the Institute of Policy Studies has been talking with us about the case of Chilean dictator General Pinochet and efforts to prosecute him for his crimes against humanity. Sarah, if I wanted to find out more about the Institute for Policy Studies and about the campaign to bring Pinochet to justice, what would I do?
Well, one thing you can do is to go to our website, and that's www.ips-dc.org. And on the right side, we list our projects, and we've got one called Bring Pinochet to Justice. And if you click on there, you can get copies of all of our newsletters called Pinochet Watch. And you can also sign up to get an email version of that newsletter, which comes out once a month or so with all the latest news. And often in those newsletters, we also ask people to take specific actions, write letters, and do other things. So that's probably the easiest way to get on it. Again, our website is www.ips-dc.org.
Great. Back to the regular segment. So now the indictment, what exactly is an indictment?
Well, an indictment is what you'd need to actually issue an arrest warrant for someone and actually put them on trial. So that's a critical step in actually making this case go forward.
So it's a formal accusation.
Right.
So when the state says, we believe you have committed a crime, we accuse you formally, that's mm-hmm. an indictment. And now it's up to the Bush administration. Does the Institute for Policy Studies believe that there is the will in the Bush administration to carry out this indictment?
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of mixed feelings about it. Our strength is that in the context of a war on terrorism, we are arguing that they should go after all international terrorists, including Augusto Pinochet. And before September 11th, the murders of Letelier Moffett were probably the most high-profile murders, especially authorized by a foreign government on U.S. soil. And so we think it would be very consistent in a war on terrorism to bring this case to conclusion. That's what's to our advantage. What's not to our advantage is that this is an administration, George Bush, whose father was supportive of Pinochet. And I'm not even just talking about back in the 1970s when he was the director of the CIA, but more recently, in 1998, when Pinochet was arrested in London, Bush actually sent a letter in support of Pinochet and demanding that he should be released. And so I don't understand that. I don't see why, after all these years, the Bush family would continue to want to be associated with this brutal dictator. But there's something there. And so I think that it would be a very courageous move for Bush Jr. to move against a man who has links to his father. But I think in the current context, it's just absolutely the right thing to do, and I think they would have trouble explaining why it's not.
So that there is a possibility of movement. What should the listener do in addition to going out to the website and subscribing to Pinochet Watch? Mm-hmm. Is there something else that the average person can do right now to bring Pinochet to justice?
Yes, I think that people should remember that this is a case and an effort that has not just been carried out by legal experts. It's something that the only reason it's gotten as far as it has been because of public support. As I said, after Pinochet was arrested in London, the Clinton administration reactivated this case. It was because people here demanded it and said that they cared. And so if people in the general public want to write letters, they can write them to the U.S. Attorney, Roscoe Howard. He's the person, you know, this draft indictment is sitting on his desk. And we don't want to, you know, interfere with the judicial system, but we want to show that there is a community out there that really cares, that this is not a case that people have forgotten about because it's, you know, about murders that happened in the 1970s, that it's still very much alive, and we think it would be a very strong sign of real commitment to fighting terrorism to bring this to conclusion.